It says that, I mean, when we speak, it's not what we say, but what we lies behind what we say. My thing is, this is funny. I think there is one thing is called talking, and this another thing is called communicating. For example, talking, pass me the salt. No questions, right? No, nothing is happening. I mean, or give me the potatoes, something like that. Or somebody call you on the phone or something. There is a lot of interactions that we communicate. Even animals, I mean, they do communicate, on every single one of them, and they have their special language, and everybody understands what they are saying. I'm single, I want a partner, or something like that. But, I mean, they do so. So I think the first thing we need to do is really to make the distinction. What I feel is the communication is when something really important is happening inside. Maybe sharing our feelings, maybe venting our anger, maybe sharing experiences. And that's what, I mean, it's important to make the distinction. Now, the weird thing I discovered is in really, really to communicate, it implies sound. But this is the paradox. That's not true. Communication involves silence. And it has to be a silence that comes from within. If I am busy thinking what I'm going to prepare for dinner last night, and you're talking to me, Connie, okay, I'm not listening to you. There is too much noise inside of me. If Yuli calls me by phone, and I'm, as I sometimes hear my children, they're talking to me in the phone, and I hear the computer. I mean, you feel the disconnection. So, in a way, this is wonderful. Even if we imply the sound, we need the silence to hear the other person. This is really important when it happens, especially with emotion. Now, when we are communicating our feelings, it's not just the words we say, it's the energy. And if you can remember, energy is equal to the mass to the velocity of the sun, of the light square. So imagine that you have a person who has all the energy, all this divine energy, full blast, trying to express something. Good morning, how are you? Welcome, don't worry. This energy depends also in our feelings or what we're trying to communicate. The bigger the energy, the more the silence we need to. That's why people fight, you know? Because usually, I mean, the fights are charged with energy because everybody is trying to express something, but guess what? The other one is not listening. And the problem is that we don't allow the other person. The other person is the other person. I am the other person. So you have to allow the other person to say, I'm hurt, or I'm angry, or I'm shameful, or whatever it is, whatever the emotion they are feeling, we need to allow them to have it. And in a way, step back, because we usually get over-involved in that. Usually when other people are communicating something, I mean, hurtful or something like that, we feel responsible and guilty, which is not true. Your thoughts are your thoughts, okay? You're you, and I'm just sharing with you. So I will allow you to tell me whatever is happening inside of you. And I think, I mean, if we can do that, most of our fights are going to go away. For example, when we are going to ask for a raise, here is our boss. Okay, what's happening with my boss? Oh, my boss is like this. I mean, he doesn't have any problems. I am like this. I want my money, right? Who's having the energy? And guess what? When I am like this, my brain is not working properly. Okay? I am subdued. My intelligence is subdued by my emotions. So if I want to have a very clear conversation with my boss, why do I have to have... I need to do silence also. I need to calm my fears. I need to regain contact to myself and my source. I need to know who I am in order to express myself, I mean, in a proper way. Because suppose I says, dear boss, I need a raise, and you tell me, guess what? No! Because I'm already like that. I says, why not? And then, I mean, I won't handle it, I mean, correctly. So it's amazing that almost in every sense of communication, we need silence inside of us. So that's one of the things I discovered. I'm going to put a little music so that we can think about this. Then we're going to do an exercise. Because we learn our communication from our parents, our teachers, and our families communicate. I just came from Mexico, and I was telling somebody, my friend Judy, I said, I need another sister because my family communicates by drama. I don't know. Everything has to be so dramatic. And I said, maybe I have lived so many years ago. Maybe I have learned some other ways. Maybe I... or something. But everything is, I mean, charged with this energy that, I mean... and besides, the dialogue is, it's 180 degrees. I mean, you say orange and somebody says green, and the other one that says green and says no, it's white, and the other one, he says it's blue. So, guess what? It's like Babel. Nobody understands anything. So it's really very interesting that I choose this talk, and as usually happens, I mean, I've been thinking a lot of that. So I'm just letting you know, put a little bit of music, and in page 4-3, if you want to, I mean, to just review that, so that, I mean, when we do the exercise, your charge, and then you know what it is. Hi, Gail, how are you? I'm happy to have you here. Thank you for coming. So, if we are ready, we can start. When you feel that, you can come back for this beautiful music. Open your eyes and be fully present here. It was amazing your choice of music, Connie. This is almost like a dialogue. Mm-hmm. I didn't tell you that when we share our thoughts, we have a choice. Choosing to join or separate. So, I would like you to start in doing the exercise and see, I mean, I think that's going to be very enlightening. I mean, how we communicate, I mean, it comes really from our very, very early parents. I mean, there's some families, as I told you, that we are Latino and everything is shouted into the open. There's families that are more reserved. There's taboos about what things can you say and what can you not say. I mean, everybody has a specific way of doing it. To me, it has been always very interesting to see how cultures are so different. I mean, and because I live in this area and I have to treat many people, I mean, I have seen how Japanese relate to each other and how they talk to the grandparents or whatever and what things are supposed to be share in some others know. It's really very interesting how this world works. So in page 4-3, I'll give you, I mean, I don't know, maybe, I mean, if somebody needs paper to write, I think I have some here. Everybody can take a page and you want to answer the questions, I'll give you 15 minutes